Earnings, earnings everywhere.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It is quarterly earnings season, and we're hearing a lot of good news this morning. DuPont, Coca-Cola, United Healthcare, and Pfizer all posted better-than-expected profits. Even luxury purse maker Coach saw revenue rise. That was thanks to some new lower-priced handbags. Of course, by lower-priced, I mean like $200. And much like discount luxury prices, some of this good earnings news is a bit misleading. A lot of the money companies are making right now is coming from spending cuts and layoffs, not higher sales. Lockheed Martin reported a healthy profit itself this morning, though the defense contractor said it expects earnings to fall next year. Marketplace's John Dimsdale explains.
The Pentagon's been spending less on conventional weapons and more on what's called irregular warfare. That's where soldiers become like cops on the beat to defeat insurgencies and keep the peace. So the Defense Department has less use for outside contractors.
You end up with a lot more soldiers and a lot less arms.
Military analyst Paul Nisbet at JSA Research says makers of big weapon systems face leaner times.
We'll see a downturn eventually to the point where the industry is going to have to shrink a bit.
On the chopping block are Lockheed fighter planes, as well as tanks and ships made by other large defense contractors. But lawyer Sam Gadansky says they're adapting.
In order to offset the loss of income on big-ticket items, they've been acquiring smaller companies that are more focused on information technology, on items that troops in the streets really need.
This month, Congress considers a Pentagon budget with more money for soldiers and less for large weapons. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Some not-so-good news out this morning from the housing sector. New home construction rose less than expected last month. Evidently, there was a big drop in the number of multifamily homes being built, although the number of single-family homes did rise. We did get some good news on the inflation front. Wholesale prices dropped a bit in September, that after rising sharply in August. Markets are mixed this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei index climbed 1%. London's FTSE, though, off 0.2%. So is Germany's DAX. But Apple is looking tempting to investors this morning. The computer maker saw profits jump nearly 50%. That was thanks in large part to iPhone sales. Apple sold nearly 7.5 million iPhones over the summer. Meanwhile, longtime rival Microsoft is updating its operating system this week, replacing Vista with Windows 7. Microsoft has had a lot of issues with Vista. So will saying hasta la vista to Vista help boost PC sales? Bob Moon takes a look.
Tonight only, in celebration of the release of Windows 95.
A decade and a half ago, crowds lined up for the new Windows at Midnight Madness sales nationwide.
You can get your copy of Windows 95 while they're still stock.
Microsoft can only hope its latest Windows launch makes a splash more like that over the yawn that met Windows Vista in 2007. The PC market counts on new Windows versions to spur sales, but Gartner researcher Steve Kleinhans remembers how Vista wasn't ready in time to lure in holiday shoppers.
Windows 7 is incredibly well-timed. It's arriving just as we see the economy starting to pick up and right in time for Christmas sales.
So what could go wrong?
Today, I don't think people are really all that excited about operating systems.
Kleinhans says the new software won't make old computers and other hardware obsolete as much as past releases did.
The operating system has become less of a driver in the sense of requiring people to move to a new platform.
PC sales are starting to bounce back, but they could use some sizzle. Sales of Macs have bounced back stronger. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
The price of oil has been on the rise in recent weeks, topping $80 a barrel this morning. That's because investors are feeling bullish about global economic growth. But a new report out says that growth will be short-lived, ironically enough, because oil supplies are drying up. Simon Taylor is a founding director of Global Witness, which published the report. Simon, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So, Simon, tell me, what did you find in the report?
Basically, the evidence says that we are very close to a sort of maximum output of available oil onto the market, and that this has extremely big geopolitical consequences. And governments have neither acknowledged this, and neither have they seemingly put together any kind of policies that would seek to move us away from the potential crunch of having insufficient oil coming onto the market.
What will that mean for the price of oil?
Well, I think when we had $147 last year, there wasn't a shortage. We were very close to not having enough, but we still had enough. So imagine a world without enough to go around. We're going to have further price spikes. When there's not enough to go around, we start to enter into the area of essential services that cannot do without oil. We're not just talking about not going to Florida for your summer holidays. We're talking about how do you move food around? How do you grow food? How do you, you know, conduct trade in the normal way? We are completely dependent on oil.
And what are some of the geopolitical consequences of an oil shortage?
Well, I think we have to ask the question, is a large industrialized part of the world prepared to do without? Or will a large industrialized part of the world say, well, if we don't make sure we have it, somebody else will, and we will be doing without? And these are questions, I mean, I don't want to be a doom mongerer, but when you have such large potential differences between what is absolutely essential and required and no choice for alternatives, then what does happen? I mean, these are very interesting and quite unpleasant consequences to think about.
Simon Taylor is the director for Global Witness. Their new report is called Heads in the Sand. Simon, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Temp workers of the world, unite. The world's biggest staffing company, Adecco, just bought rival MPS Group for $1.3 billion. Global layoffs have made it a tough year for staffing companies, though Adecco insists staffing is a growth industry and the downturn is just temporary, you know, while it works on its novel. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.